Genesis 1:1 says, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." One of the most exciting discoveries I made early in my Christian walk was the fact that Jesus appears throughout the Old Testament. His appearances varied, but most of the time they're described as the angel of the Lord, or just angel with a capital A. You see, he's not a created angel, but he is the creator of angels. That's why the King James translators used a capital A when the text is clearly referring to Jesus making such an appearance. And when you think of the phrase angel of the Lord, most all the time you can simply put the word appearance in the place of the word angel in your mind and think of it as an appearance of the Lord. The angel of the Lord is an appearance of the Lord. And this is what we call a theophany, sometimes referred to as Christophany. And these terms are used in theological works when speaking of appearances of Jesus before he came to earth as a babe, born of the Virgin Mary in Bethlehem. And as we continue to read and learn, we understand that Jesus is found throughout the entire Bible, beginning with that very first verse we read, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." And then by comparing Scripture with Scripture, we're told in the very first verse of the Gospel of John, John 1:1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." It takes some real effort and thought for the new believer to get that truth planted firmly in the heart and mind. We almost always hear about God creating the world, but rarely hear the Creator being identified as Jesus. When I first started to sort this out in my own mind, I wondered, if Jesus, the Son of God, created everything, then what did God the Father do? And that is where another plain Bible truth comes into play, called the Trinity. In the King James 1 John 5:7, "There are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Spirit, and these three are one," has been ripped out of almost all the new Bibles. But the Trinity itself is a mystery in the sense that we cannot really fully understand it. And there are things that are just impossible to explain. But after all, we're talking about God. If we were able to explain the God of the Bible, he wouldn't be God. God is beyond our comprehension by the very nature of the fact that he is God. But in spite of the mystery involved in the Bible doctrine of the Trinity, we can simply receive what we're told in Scripture and believe it. Jesus explains his relationship to God the Father, and if we listen to his words, we can see how creation itself worked out with Jesus as Creator. In John 14:10, Jesus said, "Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works." So Jesus is the Creator, and it was the Father working in Jesus that was behind Genesis 1:1 when we read, "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth." And continuing with John chapter 1's commentary on creation, we read in John 1:2 through 4, the same, speaking of the Word, Jesus, "was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men." Meanwhile, we see the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, back in Genesis 1:2, which says, "And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters." So there are all three persons of the Trinity right there. The Father working through the Son by the power of the Spirit, and that is behind the truth of the matter that Jesus is the Creator. And that's why Paul wrote in Hebrews 1:2 that God the Father, quote, "hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds." It's just very clear and amazing and wonderful to read. So the next time someone talks about meeting your Maker, you should think of Jesus. Jesus is your Maker. And if you're saved by grace through faith in the gospel, then he is also your Savior, your Redeemer, and your friend. And we learn about him from the very first verse in the Bible. God created the heaven and the earth.